From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Michael Heblin. The 93rd Arkansas General Assembly got underway today. KUAR political reporter Sarah Kellogg has details.
Surrounded by plexiglass, members of the House took their oath of office administered by Arkansas Supreme Court Justice John Dan Kemp. Earlier in the day, 96 representatives voted to seat all 100 elected and certified members of the House, with two voting present and one voting against. This motion included Representative Ashley Hudson, a Democrat who narrowly won her election for a Little Rock House seat against incumbent Representative Jim Sorbillo, a Republican. The results of that election had faced several challenges, including lawsuits filed by Sorbillo. The House also voted unanimously to re-elect Matthew Shepard, a Republican of El Dorado, to another term as Speaker. During his address afterward, Shepard spoke on obstacles the COVID-19 pandemic might bring during the session, including longer work hours.
As we proceed, I ask you to remember the challenges your constituents face at home. The teachers who are creating multiple lesson plans, the restaurant owners trying to keep their doors open, or the nurses who haven't had a day off. If we as a state have asked our essential workers to keep going, then it is incumbent upon us to do the same, as long as we prudently can.
Earlier in the day, House Democrats spoke on some of the issues they would like to focus on during the session. In an interview with KUAR News, House Minority Leader Tippi McCullough said some of the goals state Democrats would like to see concerning the pandemic include making sure teachers, educators, and students are protected, as well as continuing to fund the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, quote, at the level that it needs to be funded.
They've been so instrumental in taking us on this this awful journey and being there for, you know, research and science and to speak for that and statistics and all of those things. And to, of course, the hands-on job of being with people when they're sick or when they're dying. And it's important that we keep our health systems really robust and strong.
The legislature will reconvene for Governor Asa Hutchinson's State of the State Address. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.